All right, back here at halftime, the Bay College Norse taking on Grand Rapids Community College. And here in downtown Grand Rapids, of course, we have to, in our player spotlight, talk to GK.
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. How you doing, Genesis Kemp?
I'm doing good.
Now, I know we've done a couple of these interviews this year, so some of the questions will be repetitive, all right?
No, it's all good.
But, obviously, the main question is how do you feel to be home, man?
Oh, man, feel good to be back. Feel good to play against my team. We had some good ones in the past, especially my freshman year, so it should be another good one.
Yeah, what's that like for you when you're on the bus? You know, we're driving through town, and you know what that building is. You know what's over there. You know this. You don't go down this road. You know, stuff like that.
Just seeing everybody, really seeing the people I grew up playing against. A couple of them on the team, so should be a good battle tomorrow.
Who are the do you like when guys that are from the UP that come here, they've never been to Grand Rapids or whatever, and you just kind of show them this is how it is, this is how people live here, all that?
It's funny because once they come to the inner city, it's not really that many. There's a lot of people around, so they really tell me a lot. They'd be like, dang, is this how it is every time down here? So I say, yeah, it is.
Well, it was like that when you first came to Escanaba and the Upers had to show you around, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But it didn't take as long for them to show you around, did it?
Yeah, it didn't take that long.
You know, we had a nice meal at B-Dubs last night.
Yeah, for sure. It was good.
We don't have a B-Dubs in Escanaba, man.
That's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
It really is, because you really look like that brisket burger did you well.
Yeah, for sure. Gotcha.
GK, you seem to enjoy that burger a lot, man.
Yeah, it's good. One of my picks every time I go there, so yeah.
Okay, so we're sitting here in downtown Grand Rapids. How far are we from your home, your house?
About a solid 10 minutes, not that far.
And very close to your high school, right?
Yeah, a lot of memories down there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of memories to come, so yeah.
Tell me about your high school career, what it was like playing at GRCC, and not Grand Rapids Community College either, but Catholic Central.
Oh, it was good. Made a lot of friends there, made a lot of teammates that I still talk to this day, so it was good. I left there on a good note for sure.
And you left there pretty high in the statistical book, didn't you?
I would say so, yeah.
I would say so too, man. Yeah, right?
For good.
So in today's game against Grand Rapids, who are some guys that you played with or played against that will be on the court against you today?
Number 10, we played for a little bit at Catholic Central. A couple of the other players I played with in the AAUs. So it's going to be some familiar faces, but got to come out and play.
What was that like when they came up to our place a couple weeks ago and these guys are, you see them walking in, going to the locker room and all that, and then they come out for warm-ups and all that, and I seen you, you're just looking at them, you're talking to them,
Oh, yeah, it was good to see them, Brought back memories being back home. Made me miss home a little bit, but yeah, it's all love. They know what it is, so it'll be a good game.
For sure.
You're going to have a lot of family here today. Who do you expect to show up today to watch you play, man?
Ah, man, me, I just, just some coaches, a couple of the friends and family. So, if they can't make it, they can. But if they can't, it's all good, man. Just out here to hoop.
It'll be fun, though, won't it, to see some of your old friends?
For sure. Yeah, friendly faces.
But how friendly? I mean, you'll be playing against their school, man.
Oh, well, it's probably ain't going to be friendly during the game, but probably after. Yeah, right after the game, for sure.
Yeah, right. Besides being here in Grand Rapids, though, tell me how you feel things have gone since the last interview we did. You guys have continued to win. Maybe not perfect, right?
Regular season. But postseason, we've been doing pretty good. Hope to keep adding on to that. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're not just satisfied winning these regular season games, are you?
It's good to win them, to get our ranking up and stuff, but just looking forward to the end goal.
And what do you think it's going to take, GK, to get to that level where you're not just good, but you're great, and you have a chance to go to the national tournament?
A lot of work in the gym, as the team continues to do. Staying together through the tough times, whether it has to do on the court and off the court. Just communication, really, and working hard. That's all it takes for real.
I want to see one time before you leave Bay College, you play a game with sunglasses on.
Ha! I think that's against the rules, but shoot, if they let me, I might slap them on one time.
I think they'd have to be goggles, wouldn't they?
For sure, yeah. I don't think that's my style, but hey, we never know.
No. The sunglasses you always wear, not goggles.
For sure.
All right, GK, I'm going to let you give your shout-outs here, and we'll let you get back to getting ready for the game, man.
For sure. Shout-out everybody from Grand Rapids, all my coaches, all friends and family, especially my mom, man. Let's go out and do this.
Yeah, a lot of people helped you to get here, hey?
For sure. A lot of the coaches from AAU to high school to now, so, yeah.
All right, and I know you want to go out there and show them again, right?
For sure.
All right, then let's do that. Let's go do it.
Let's go.
All right, GK, Genesis Kemp, everybody, in our halftime show. More coming up from Grand Rapids after this timeout. Halftime break, 3 more minutes of spots from our sponsors. We'll have the first half stats next. Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.